I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nobody knows exactly how many in India are dying from COVID-19, but Indian journalists say most deaths have gone unreported. People keep finding bodies washing up in the Ganges River as the virus pummels mostly poor rural areas. This crisis has also affected Bible translators working with Wycliffe Associates. Tim Nye tells us,
one of my friends wrote in and described how it's like a low-hanging cloud and it's heavy. And this is what he wrote in his note to us. I've lost close friends and family. My 24-year-old son is currently in the hospital with complications from COVID. I mean, these are the types of things we're seeing, and it is actually causing Bible translation to be put on pause.
Join us in praying for the translation teams that their work won't be severely delayed. Pray for strength and healing for those who've been affected. Send help through Wycliffe Associates Emergency Fund. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Islam may have a stronghold in the Middle East and North Africa, but that doesn't mean people are sticking with it. God tends to move in unexpected ways. Just ask Unfolding Words' David Reeves.
People who were passionate Muslims, some to the point of being radicals, are now transformed. Christ has transformed them, and that same zeal and passion, like the Apostle Paul, has now emerged in their passion for their language communities.
These new believers want to translate God's word into their heart language, but most translation tools are in English. By putting tools into a trade language, Unfolding Word makes them accessible to Christians throughout the Middle East and North Africa. By far, one of the most important tools?
Prayer is the most essential component we need.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.